Chapter 21. I didn't understand how a dead body could appear at a spot where it had not been earlier. I don't think I understood anything, except that I was more scared of living people than dead people. I needed dead people to help me fight living people. The back of my house shone in front of me, almost like a cartoon drawing, something that wasn't real. It's like the whole world wasn't real except those three rocks. I cut across a few yards of woods until I was running up the trail to the burial ground. The psychic's voice was banging in my head like some tape I couldn't stop.
"You will find him shot through the head on a primitive grave, marked with three large rocks. He's ready. He will be seen now. Just remember, be very careful about your actions. A person's liberty is at stake."
I stopped. The same trail that Allie and I took so easily in daylight lay in front of me, dense with shadows, nearly black. I stood huffing. Not Beau's liberty. It was my liberty she was talking about. "Oh my God," I muttered, and new questions choked me up. How will it look if I find the body after everything Alex just said? He thinks I know where the body is. How will it look if I say, "A psychic led me to this place"? People will think I'm lying. I'll wind up in jail if I find that body. I mushed tears off my eyes so I could see my way home. I turned slowly around to go back. The eyes that met mine sucked me into a hypnotic return stare. Brown eyes that burned some fire of emotions while not being threatening, begging me for something. I watched in stunned fascination as the Indian moved past me down the trail, then stopped and stared at me again. He carried the same bow and wore the same feathers in his mohawk as when I'd seen him when I was 7. But he wasn't aiming at me with that bow. He was beckoning me with it. I shut my eyes.
"Tori, you are messed up. You're losing it. You know it because you're seeing things again like a 7-year-old.
When I opened my eyes, they were so filled up I could see only a blur ahead, but a black silhouette seemed to disappear into the burial ground.
"Oh, Christ, you really are losing it."
I wiped my eyes and could hear a bunch of gasps and chokes, and I realized it was me, choking on hypocrites and selfish people and lies. I kept moving toward that burial ground because it was the only real place in the world. Everything else was a vapor. I turned off the path in a trance, half expecting to see the Indian on the rocks. I saw only darkness and the outline of the rocks in black. I could hardly feel my legs moving. It seemed more like the rocks were floating toward me. The sad sound of crickets rose to a moan as those rocks got closer and closer.